I'm Aaron Schachter, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. When a massive earthquake hit Haiti in 2010, the U.S. waived visa requirements for orphaned Haitian children. More than 1,000 flew to the U.S. to be adopted by new moms and dads, but many Haitian children had biological parents living and working in the U.S., and more than 3 years after the earthquake, those parents are still struggling to bring their children here. Reporter Amy Bracken has the story.
Carmine Pierre sits on the couch in her bare one-bedroom she shares with her sister outside Boston. She's scratching away at a prepaid phone card. Pierre burns through these things, calling her 11-year-old son Marc Kelly in Haiti. She hasn't seen him since he was four.
Hello?
Pierre got a chance to come to the States in 2007 when her father was granted asylum. So she left Marc Kelly in the care of her aunt in Haiti while she worked to get residency and make some money in the U.S. The idea was to bring her son here. It became even more urgent after the earthquake in 2010. She says her aunt was in the kitchen with Marc Kelly when the earthquake struck. Her aunt pushed him outside and saved his life, but she died along with her son. Pierre says her uncle survived, but he's still in shock. My child is alone, she says. He's not in good hands. Marc Kelly is among more than 100,000 Haitians who've been approved for family-based visas to come to the U.S., yet are still waiting for the necessary documents. The children of green card holders like Marc Kelly wait on average about 3 years. For many other family members, it can take 12. It's not supposed to be like this, says Stephen Forrester. He's with the Institute for Justice and Democracy in Haiti, and he's been campaigning for a remedy since the quake.
10 days after the earthquake, an op-ed appeared in the Washington Post by Elliot Abrams of the Reagan and Bush administration, basically saying, look, if you want to help Haiti recover, one very effective way is to increase legal immigration.
One argument was that it would boost remittances from the U.S. to Haiti.
So a number of major newspaper editorial boards started advocating that a Haitian family reunification program be created for those people who our government has already approved to join their families here.
Over the past 3 years, letters and petitions have poured into the White House and the Department of Homeland Security in favor of such a program. Part of the appeal, says Forrester, is simplicity. It wouldn't require an act of Congress, just executive approval. Forrester knows this because it's already been done for Cubans back in 2007 under George W. Bush. President Obama renewed the policy for Cubans in 2010, after the earthquake in Haiti. It's a sore point for Haitians, especially in South Florida. Many complain about the double standard when it comes to Cuba.
It is really, really frustrating. After over 30 years, we are still fighting for the same thing.
Marlene Bastien heads a social services organization called FEM, or Haitian Women in Miami. She feels let down by the Obama administration.
It is time for President Obama to create a Haitian family reunification parole, just like your Cuban family reunification parole has been created. When you compare Cuba and Haiti right now, Haiti is in 10 times worse state than Cuba.
The administration hasn't come out against a Haitian family reunification program. No one at Homeland Security would speak to me about the issue. But some Haiti activists say people close to the president assured them it was on the agenda, just on hold, first while Obamacare was being debated, and now with immigration reform unresolved. But many Haitians say the immigration bill doesn't address their immediate concerns. Carmine Pierre's immediate concern is that her son is spending his childhood in an unstable household. In her air-conditioned apartment, she smiles when she talks about the phone calls they share. She tells me, he said, Ma, I'm getting big now. When are you going to come get me? I ask her what she said. I told him, I don't know, she says. And then she stops laughing. Jesus, I don't know. For The World, I'm Amy Bracken, Boston.
Amy Bracken is an immigration journalism fellow with the French American Foundation.